The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit hearustalk.com/who-is-he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it. The number to call if you're listening live, if you're not, if you've downloaded this or you're streaming it from someplace, then you're pretty much shit out of luck. You tune in next Tuesday. Call in. The number is 316-768-4472. Our official website, and when I say our, I mean mine. I just want to sound like we're a fucking organization or a business welcoming you into some fucking transaction of audio and honestly just misery and frustration. But if you want to do that, it's djnewstyleshow.com. You can subscribe and get other editions of this there. And other things. Honestly, I'm not going to try and upsell you here. I don't make a commission, okay? I've got no fucking reason to say it's anything it isn't. This is what it is. I'm in full fucking comfort mode tonight. I've got my my cup of Quick Check coffee. There was no awkward conversation at the register. No one eyed me up or belittled me because I didn't use a coupon. Coupon! I didn't use it. And I'm in pajama pants. I've never done the show in fucking pajama pants. And I have to say, I could see why people lose hope. And it's just because it's so fucking comfortable to have nothing. To have nothing but a pair of pajama pants from Target and a shirt with some fucking joke just screen printed on it from Target. Basically, if you can find a Target nearby, go there and purchase a t-shirt and a pair of fucking pajama pants and maybe, a pallet of socks for $5. You will be as comfortable as anybody who's ever lost faith in living. And that is truly comfortable. It's a place you want to be in. It's warm. It's fuzzy. And that's where I'm at tonight. I've never done the show like this. I've just decided that, who am I dressing up for? as if I'm wearing fucking Brooks Brothers doing the show in prior weeks, and now I've just decided to fall off the style cliff and wear fucking pajama pants. I understand I wear a t-shirt and goddamn jeans, all right? But, you know, I've decided when I'm indoors, I'm wearing pajama pants. I don't give a fuck who it is. I will wear... I have no fucking desire to be encumbered by fucking painful denim. You know, they don't let paralyzed people wear denim. Because they don't feel the pain that a lot of people feel when a little hard crease gets locked into your fucking flesh and you have to shift or pull a leg down. They don't feel that. So they have permanent fucking bed sore like bruises just dug into their fucking legs just because they're wearing fucking jeans. That's why pajama jeans are the perfect thing for fucking paralyzed people. It's the look of jeans, the comfort of fucking pajamas. It's perfect for them. They can style and still not get the fucking terrible, I can't get out of my chair bed sores. That's what it is. Steve the LARPer says he hasn't owned a pair of jeans in over 20 years. See, just like I said, let's dress like the hopeless and live in pure comfort. Just before we started the show, Steve decided to be fucking sensational and exciting. And say that he will wrestle a bear. He said, on Thursday, I will wrestle a bear. And I said, hey, if you're really going to do that, call in. Let's talk about that. He says, no, I'm not. So I said, well, why the fuck would you do it? Maybe I didn't get your reference. I didn't know what he was doing. Was he reciting something? Was he just trying to stir up something? I don't fucking know. Nor do I care. Steve is a good enough guy. You're a fucking good enough guy, Steve. Oh, it was a reference to semi-pro. Well, guess what, Steve? I still don't care. How about that? You and your fucking drawstring pants. I'm sorry. Why am I being rude to Steve? I don't know. Maybe just because I'm in a poor mood. I'm in a poor fucking mood. And I do totally care about Steve. I hope he gets everything he wants out of life. I have this goddamn fucking dog. I swear, I complain more about the fucking dog on this goddamn show than anything else. And that's a shameful thing. I'm trying to become a better person. Which is really an interesting point to juxtapose against the description of basically giving up and wearing pajama pants. I'm trying to try new things. Keep an open mind. Last week, I described being horrified and disgusted at the prospect of someone warming up their curry, their little Indian dish in the office communal microwave, basically fucking up any other use of it from that point on. I've criticized it. I lambasted. I did something with a lamb on that makes it bad. I did that. You tell me what the word is. And that's what I fucking did. And you know what? You could actually tell me a word that's pretty horrible that I would never engage in. So, you know, I'm taking back that request. Fuck you and your word choice. I did something to the people that do these terrible things with microwaves and spicy, disgusting smelling food. And I found out that there's an Indian place that just opened up nearby. And it happens to be next to a place we were going to eat dinner last night, Amanda and I. And we just wanted to see what it was all about. I wanted to expand my horizons. So I went in and I tried Indian food for the first time. Now, I've had the typical, like, oh, we're an international buffet, so we've got a little fucking spaghetti and meatballs with some jar sauce, and we've got a goddamn egg roll and a fucking a see-through, a burrito that's been in the tortilla so long you can see the fucking rice and peppers through the fucking tortilla. I've been through those places, and occasionally they have a piece of tandoori chicken, and that's like the Indian component of their buffet Epcot Center. But I've never actually eaten at an Indian place. I didn't know what to expect. So I looked at the menu. A lot of chicken, a lot of lamb. I'm into it. I like to eat dead animal flesh. I enjoy it. And so I had a few questions. Didn't know what any of the words meant. Here's the thing. It's in a strip mall, okay? It's in a fucking strip mall, and it's never been a hub of Indian culture ever. Not typically a high concentration of Indian people in this area. Maybe you offer some fucking explanations beyond just repeating the word after chicken in the fucking sentence after the name of the dish. Oh, chicken masala is chicken with our masala spices and sauce. Oh, that makes all the fucking difference. So now I have to go to the desk and ask the man, oh, what is the masala? And what is cream and it is spice? Okay, whatever. That's fine. I'll just, you know, whatever. At this point, I know that I'm going to get the very broad strokes. So we decided to just get like a sampler. And when we said, well, we'll try some stuff. He goes, oh, there's very, a lot of combos, a lot of combinations. And I we point to this one. We're like, oh, well, we'll try this. He goes, oh, but that is for one. Okay, and you'll have. I'm like, no, we're just going to try this and see what we like. And oh, so nothing for you then. So nothing for you. Okay. Oh, no, okay. And then I got it. I kind of felt bad. Like this guy is, yeah, sure, he's the owner of an Indian restaurant, right? And you may think, well, you know, it's slow tonight. But, you know, he's in a fucking strip mall. And it's the type of strip mall where every storefront is just a big plate of fucking glass. So how many hours of a night does he spend as a new Indian place just with his eyes glued to the fucking window like a dog watching cars go by, staring at people eager to eat at a fucking Salad Works just walking, cruising on by, making little sniff faces as they walk by, and like you can't hear them, but you can tell they're going, ew! You know, I work with one. Just with all the fucking expectations of, because there's one smelly Indian guy who does their computer work, so now everything that's Indian must be smelly. And I admit that at a certain point in my life, I had that fucking mentality. I had that thought process, but I decided to try it, and so here I am feeling bad as the guy is basically passively calling me cheap. I decided to order something else, and I wanted to play it a little bit safe. So we got the combo, or whatever it was, with just various chickens. Of like honestly, like a red piece of chicken, fucking fluorescent yellow chicken, just all the warm colors. That was the color of the chicken. I've never seen chicken meat look like a fucking pack of Crayola before, but it did. And that was what Amanda got. She ordered that. And I figured, okay, I'm going to keep it safe. There's something here. It says chicken and spinach. Okay, two things. I like chicken. I'm sure there'll be some jazzy Indian fucking magic that they fucking cast on it. I don't know. They stare at it a little bit. Completely racist. Why am I incorporating mysticism into the fucking the process of preparing this meal? They put both hands together and fucking nod, and then my meal is cooked. Galima, Galima, Shakti Day. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, just the guy comes over and puts his fucking fingers to my rib cage, and his hand convulses. Anyway, enough of that shit. Okay, Steve, thank you for making me think of a reference from fucking 1987. I really appreciate it. So I go for the chicken and the spinach. And Amanda's dish comes out first. She also orders some fucking mango smoothie. And I'm like, I'm not trusting a fucking mango smoothie anywhere that isn't a fucking franchise. Because, I don't know. They're not pushing a lot of fucking smoothies. And yogurt tends to go bad. Who knows how long the fucking yogurt's been in the fridge? I don't know. Listen. But she tried it. Got it. And it was actually delicious. Her shit comes out. It's on a fucking black iron skillet thing it's fucking steaming, it's sizzling, it smells fucking amazing. It's these chicken pieces and some shrimp and like a lamb kebab with all these onions and shit all over it. Fucking just smells amazing. And the guy's like, oh, I forgot some stuff. He comes out with this rice in an extra plate, puts in front of it, and he comes out with this like stuff that looks like dip. It's like this brown dip, puts it kind of next to the rice. And he goes, okay, let me know how it is. And I go, oh, I'm sorry, you forgot my my chicken and spinach. And he goes, no, here it is. And he points at the goop. Okay. Chicken and spinach is a pretty good description of a meal, especially when the sentence after chicken, spinach, says chicken and spinach. You're not really expecting baby food. So I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, okay. I kind of poke through it with my fork, and I'm completely ignorant. I know that there are people that probably eat Indian food every day for fucking lunch. Well, first of all, there's a billion of them, and they're called Indians. But I know when I say people, I mean people like me. Okay, I liked how I started this story by saying how racist everybody would be as they walk by, and I just used the word people and limited it to fucking white people with sparse beards. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the billion Indian nationals I just fucking belittled. But don't worry, none of you are listening. So you'll probably never hear this until I'm long dead. And then I'll become popular in your subcontinent. So I'm poking through this dish. And there's like chunks of chicken in it. And I'm like, well, I don't see any hint of fucking spinach. And this doesn't taste like that. And it's fucking brown. It literally looks like, I mean, I've hosed stuff that looks like this off of a dog bed before. It looked like a runny, mucusy shit. And I ate it, and it was okay. It was all right. It was one of the rare occurrences where Amanda actually picked a dish that I preferred. because she'll pull this shit like she'll order something because it has like a blueberry in it, and she likes blueberries, so she'll fucking order that, and I'll order something I like that I because I know I like most of the components. She'll try mine, I'll try hers. She likes mine, hates hers. I'm stuck with the fucking the blueberry chili, whatever the fuck it is. Something that has a blueberry in it that really shouldn't be with the other 90% of the fucking meal. So I usually end up eating her shit that I would never have ordered in a million years. In this case, I was stealing pieces of chicken from her. And I have to say, I've never had more moist chicken in my entire life. Flavorful and moist chicken than the shit that was on her fucking plate. I think it was tikka and tandoori. I don't know what the fuck it was. Listen, I'm going to go back and I know what number it was and I'll fucking order the number. I'm not going to pretend to say it because you're going to correct me. And, you know, like when they repeat it, when you order something at one of these restaurants, you'll make your best shot at it. You'll say it wrong and then they'll say it for you. And that's how you learn, but sometimes they get shitty with it. And the guy kind of got a little shitty with it, like he was defending his language. Like, I'm just some dumb fucking goddamn American. Give me that chicken masala. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm here trying your fucking food that honestly scared me 10 minutes ago. Please be fucking gentle. And it ended up being okay, and I would go back. We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with only me. Who's this?
This is Steve LaLarp. What's going
on? Oh, Steve LaLarp. You wrestling any fucking bears? You fucking braggart?
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
No, actually, I called in because of the food pronunciation thing you were talking about.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I like Thai food. I'm sure it's just like Indian food and Ethiopian. It's, you know, it's trendy or whatever. But
it's a food where you can, like, provide almost like an attenuation knob to the heat. You give them a fucking number, and that's how hot you want it.
Yeah, but I mean, generally Thai food is a little more edible as long as it's not like genuine and bugs and grubs and shit. But I like to get the pho. Now it's called pho.
No,
it's
I know.
Spelled P-H, and then there's some kind of weird Thai O or something like that.
It's, but it looks like pho.
It looks
like the original Dunkin' Donut with the handle.
Yeah.
It's like an O with a little extra thing.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But most Americans would look at that and say pho.
Yeah.
Or po. But it's pronounced pho. So, you know, I didn't know for like the first two times I went. So I was saying, oh, I'll have the pho, the large pho, the large pho. Then I learned and I went back and I called it pho. And the girl there, who's obviously Asian, I don't know if she's Thai or whatever, but she goes, you mean the pho? I'm like, oh, yeah. Then I went back again and I said pho. She's like, oh, you mean pho? I'm like, sure.
That's the test.
And I'm like, okay, you know, am I, you know, is she screwing with me? Like, is my attempt to learn and blend in with your language, like, not appreciated?
No, that's her shooting down your advances at embracing her culture.
that's exactly how I felt.
You try and pronounce it right, and she's like, no, just keep saying pho. You fucking
I guess you wanted me to
round
look
eye
like
cocksucker.
Like
eat your pho. You know, the one that we put the lesser beef slices in? You know, the one that we only put deli roast beef in?
No, actually, this place is actually pretty good. You can get good meat. You could pick the deli roast beef if you want. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, the thing I've learned, because I hate when this happens. You know, when I learn about something, I'm the fucking asshole that will be like, oh, you gotta try this. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You've never heard about it. It's incredible. It's a whole soup from another country. But the thing I've learned about it is when you realize you enjoy pho, don't get fucking crazy and like try to become a fucking power user of pho. Don't get like the supreme shit because they'll serve it with like tendons and fucking tripe and all the extras, like the optic nerve. You'll get a fucking cow tonsils and optic
bladder,
nerves and shit.
Get some bladder.
It's like the entry level pho is really just fucking flank steak. You just get a nice piece of beef in it. But apparently if you're a pro pho eater, you eat all the shit that really just goes down the fucking goddamn drain.
And I think by pro you mean you're from Thailand and you're used to eating garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much what that is. And the funny thing is, that's the most expensive one. And the first time I got it, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Yo, I'm cool. I'll go get the
I've had it twice. Like,
and then I had, you know, a pile of, you know.
I don't even use the sauce. I just eat it plain. Fuck it.
I just drink everything and then I eat it.
Yeah.
You know, the
put mustard on it. I eat the fucking shit. Don't bother me. Yeah, it's it's a fucking it's a potentially scary dish if you try to use a American bravado and cockiness and master this fucking dish, cuz you will get like inexplicable cartilage. Cartilage that's shaped like a washer. Just a round piece with a hole in it. I don't know what this is. I don't know what type of fucking animal this came from. I'm sorry. I'm looking for my dog because I heard something scurry.
Uh-oh.
And now I don't know where the fuck he is.
Teddy!
Yeah. No, he's eating everything I've got. That's it. But yeah, Steve, so you're an international fucking food eater. Like, do you ever just eat fucking American food? You ever have a goddamn cheeseburger anymore?
Oh yeah,
you strike me as the type of person that only eats fucking.
No, I had chili cheese dogs for lunch. It's all good.
Very proud of you.
But I go back and forth. You know, you can't eat the same thing over and over.
Oh God, no.
I try to try new things, but it's not like, you know. I'll make something.
Okay, I gotta stop this before this turns into some fucking food snob. Goddamn mutual masturbation. Yelp.com.
I'm a foodie. You gotta listen to me.
Dude, why don't we just both Yelp the same place? Let's go on Yelp and give ratings.
Make sure you hit Foursquare too, dude. I want to be the mayor
of
Nobi Sushi.
Shut the fuck. I got something to say about this right now. Social networking is really, it helped at first. It was good. It was kind of interesting and new. And now it's been reduced to a place where people brag about nothing. It's gotten to the point where people just fucking. There are people that the majority of their fucking updates are, hey, I'm at Wawa.
I'm at work. Oh my God.
Guess what, guys? Getting gas at Exxon. They brag about fucking nothing. What do you want from that? This Foursquare shit drives me fucking insane, worse than anything I could ever imagine. There are people, and I'm not talking directly about Jimmy Spickle, although he is kind of in that circle of people. Because I notice he uses Foursquare. There are people that use this shit just for anywhere. They check in fucking anywhere they goddamn go.
I think I just know one person that uses Foursquare when they go somewhere like interesting or unique. And yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But then there's the other people. It's like, you know, 9:30 a.m. every day. They check into work. Like,
yes.
What do you want, a prize just for going to work?
Just got there. Just got in. Sitting down, getting things done. And at the end of the day, driving home. And then 10 minutes later, sitting in my chair, feet up, mojito in hand. You know, dude, I honestly swear to God, I think that what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to delete a fucking friend from one of my social networks every week. So I've had enough of this shit. I've had enough of this dumb fucking, like, I have specific rules for adding someone on Facebook. I've talked about it over and fucking over again. And, you know, it's not that I hate the fucking person. It's that I just hate being subjected to the person's fucking shit. Like, it never fails. Metallica lyrics or just some fucking line from a hip-hop song and nothing else. And you know what? I almost can't fault them as much as the people who are like, thumbs up, comment, yeah, that's the shit. Or thumbs up, yeah, what's wrong, dude? That fucking irritates me. Who the fuck is clicking like on I'm at fucking Cracker Barrel? I'm at Cracker Barrel, guys. Try the eggs.
Like. I'll definitely like. I wish I could like this more.
You know what? You could like it more. By, I don't know, calling the fucking person. Writing them a fucking private message. Hey, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Thank you for posting that. That's how you like it more. I don't know. It's getting to a fucking point where there's a certain couple that I'm friends with. I'm convinced they only communicate through fucking Facebook. They live together. They fucking live together. And they're commenting like, oh, what the fuck? The traffic is so fucking shitty. It's like, oh, was it when I left? Yeah, well, you always leave an hour early. Don't you fucking see each other? Do you ever fuck? And the other thing is when someone has a goddamn anniversary, it's my anniversary. Okay. I just want to wish a happy anniversary to my lovely husband, fucking, I don't know, Brian. And then and then he thumbs it up. Or no. He comments like, oh, happy anniversary to you. Do you fucking see each other? Do you ever communicate? Do you have to show this to the people decided to become fucking friends with online?
What's worse is I actually learned a new word from that debacle of people dating online. And it's called a month-iversary. It's a word that should not even exist in the English language, but someone made it up, and I was so close to unfriending them. I was so close using a single word.
That's grounds for goddamn dismissal. I'm scrolling through the updates from today. I will find someone, and they will fucking... Okay. I freaking love breakfast! Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad you freaking love breakfast. I freaking am going to love what I'm about to do right now. This will be so fucking satisfying for me if I can figure out how to do it with the new layout. I have to scroll down and click unfriend. That's almost better than delete. Unfriend is almost more fucking semantically satisfying than fucking delete. Unfriend. And then they'll, oh, are you sure you want to remove Chuck is your friend? I'm like, oh, well, you know, we did have some good times, didn't we? Oh, wait, I forgot. He freaking loves breakfast. You're removed. You're dismissed.
That's, you need to notify the
That's
other
my
person,
deletion for this week. That is my social network elimination of people for this week.
There you go. Every week.
It's going to, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be.
You're over your last 24 hours.
It's going to be just me. I'm going to be my only fucking Facebook friend. Honestly, I'm looking around really just like reality. I'm going to mirror reality online. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a complete fucking recluse that stares at glowing rectangles 20 fucking 2 hours a day.
That's what
I'm going to do.
I got a good one. Want to eat. I'm starving.
And are there any comments or likes on that? Because, you know, the commentary should be, well, maybe you should go get something.
That? First comment. What are you, you know, are the letter R, the letter U, craving for? ? Go with that.
You can't possibly care that much about somebody. Really can't. Because
like,
by writing that,
like
you...
weighing in. I don't know why. Why would you weigh in on that? Like, what?
I'm feeling a bit parched. You should probably drink something. I don't get it. I mean, it's great for keeping in touch with people that are far away. And people that honestly are not fucking annoying. I have a lot of friends. This bit is going to fail probably really soon. Because I think I just trimmed the fat. I really just used this as an excuse to delete this fuck named Chuck. Who I knew in like second grade, and then eventually, like, he was in my second grade class and never saw him again. I got a request. I'm like, oh, I remember him. Oh, wait, wasn't he the kid that pissed himself? And then everybody told the story about how someone was trying to steal his block and he held onto it and screamed, it's mine, while shitting his pants. I remember that guy. I definitely want to add him. But he freaking loves breakfast.
Before you deleted him.
I should have done what? Just post the story on his wall and then say, thanks for the memories, fuckface. Enjoy your breakfast.
Deleted.
Yeah. Unfriend. Unfriend. There's a certain power to that. I don't know. I really think that people could stand to call their own herd every now and then. Call your own fucking herd. You don't need to follow that many people. You don't need to fucking read the constant stream of shit from all these fucking people. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of the people that post a lot of shit, some of them are really fucking good. Some of them post very interesting shit. Now, Steve, I have to warn you. I'm mildly interested in the fact that you bought 11 succulents from Lowe's, but really, I don't give a shit what the fuck you're going to do in your own terrarium.
Keep scrolling, then.
No. No, I will not scroll. I will not. I'm not going to do research into figure out why this is a something that should be posted.
Because I enjoy gardening.
Yeah, we know that. Well, Steve,
there you go.
I haven't deleted you yet, Steve.
I make up for it.
How? How could you possibly make up for that?
Charisma, my friend.
What, in the written word?
Yes.
It's not really coming through on the phone.
Prose mastery.
All right. Well, Steve, I got to say, thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm always here for you, buddy.
I'm going through a career change, Steve. I don't know if you know this. That's maybe why I'm on
edge. I read that on Facebook today. You have 1 week until your next whatever, right?
You see, I think that's something that should be posted.
Well, I think I keep up on it.
You know, I got someone liking it. I got someone congratulating me. That's enough feedback. Although I wasn't looking for that.
Congratulations. I'd rather tell you man to man, you know.
Yeah, you know, see that?
I figured I'd call in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I waited. I did not like that.
You see? Because you told me you liked it just now.
Yeah. Well,
a little interaction.
I didn't need to do it twice.
Unlike Leo, who just decides to put it in text and fucking forget about it. He probably took a shit while he was writing that on his fucking phone. Like I did. I actually wrote that. By the way, I wrote that status while shitting. So who am I to fucking talk? At least it's something to do now instead of just count the seconds until I'm done. I'm going through a bit of a career change. Found a new job. I'm moving on. And I'm in my last week of my 2 week notice. And I gotta say, I'm going through everything I've done and things that I've been planning and doing this and kind of preparing somebody else for your job is like being alive to witness your house as it's rummaged after your death. It's like watching your relatives look over your shit and just say, well, this is fucking garbage. Fuck that. Oh, that chair. Oh, I never liked that fucking chair. And I'm like alive. You told me you liked that fucking chair. You sat on it and said how comfy it was. I hated that fucking chair more than any other chair I've ever seen. It's so ugly. And I'm like, oh, no. But you just said... And I'm looking at this, and it really is like I'm fucking witnessing my own yard sale of everything I've ever contributed. Everything I've ever done. It's like, oh, okay, you did that. I'm like, yeah. But the thing about it, it's not, oh, we got it. I'm like, oh. I can't explain it. I can't add to it. I just have to dictate and give great detail. So I'm doing that. And I got to say, it's a little bit fucking trying. It's difficult, Steve, to do this.
It's hard to verbalize a wealth of information.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even... It's a lot of it is like shit that's incomplete that I really had big plans for. I'm like, oh, you have no idea what I was going to do. It's like, yep, doesn't do as good much good now, though. It's incomplete, so may as well just... we got to scrap can that idea, so... I'm like, ah, well, you could have done some, well, fuck it. Like, I'm still not at the point where I can think, well, fuck it. Suck my fucking dick. Take my work, throw it in the garbage. I don't give a shit. This is not my chair no more, goddammit. I don't know why.
Why not? You only have a week. What are they going to do to you in 7 days?
Oh, no, Believe me. I know I absolutely could do that. But I don't know. I'm kind of attached. You know?
Would you feel guilty? Would you feel guilty if you think that you did not train your replacement well enough?
Oh, no, he's not my... The thing is, there's no replacement yet.
Oh.
They haven't found a replacement. They're going to have to...
So it's just like cover work? Like
They told me they're hiring two people to do what I did.
Oh, you should take that as a compliment then.
I do. And I do, but it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm watching them put the as-is... For sale sign on
there?
My house. I worked there.
How long
since,
did you work there?
Since 2002, I was there.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
9 years. Wow, man.
Shit. Yeah, I put a goddamn tenure in there.
That's never going to happen again.
Hold on.
On this job market.
Steve, what happened to the congratulations and the hope and the dreams and the pat on the back?
I'm a realist, man. Congratulations on your new job. You're still employed. I'm just saying. You know, a 9-year... I worked at the game store. I don't know if you knew this, but the game store is gone.
What?
GameStation is gone.
You mean the place that Jonathan Kling would fucking stalk you on the goddamn store webcam
yes.
is no longer
yes.
around?
No more.
Did I tell you that he yeah. sent me two yeah. screen caps of you working arranging webkins at the fucking store?
Wow.
I think those must be
provocative pictures.
I mentioned that you worked there, and then you were really embarrassed when I said that there was a camera that you could be seen on. And like maybe a month or two, maybe like 6 months later, I guess he was listening to an older episode, and he's like, "Hey, is this Steve the LARPer?" The subject was actually possible Steve the LARPer sighting. And there were two nice fucking screen caps of you in like a fucking, I don't know, a camo hat or some shit, a baseball hat and like a fucking fleece straightening out a little baker's rack of Webkinz.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's gone.
Yeah.
The end of an era.
Five-year lease. I was there day one to day omega, you know.
Don't make it seem any fucking more important by using alpha and omega, please.
All right. I was there day to one of the last Fox day.
Foxtrot. Kilo.
Did I catch a niner in there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't need to try and do that. You worked at the place from opening to close.
Yep.
And you miss it.
I mean, it was nice. There's not like much to miss. It was just like being at home with a larger used DVD collection.
So did you take your experience from working at that place and move on to like a GameStop? Something like that?
Yeah. No.
Why not? Nah, Wait, why do you scoff I mean, at that? That's a paying
closed,
job.
We closed up the end of February, so it's been whatever, only
oh,
20,
it's a fresh wound.
Three weeks, yeah.
Well, Steve, they say that the first cut is the deepest. When you lose your video game store job, you have to know that eventually an electronics boutique will open its door for you.
Yeah, I would never work at a corporate game store, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forget
no, they're
it.
Bad.
Steve,
I mean,
Steve's not a company man. He wants to support the independent guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. Except when I need to get stuff at Walmart. I'll just go to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a goddamn hypocrite. Well, Steve, you know, maybe on your last days, were you watching them tear down a rack of games you straightened?
No, I tore it down.
Oh, you did. You had
I
to
tore
ta-
everything
you had
down.
You had to kill your own children.
No, I was enjoying that. I'm like, yo, I just wanted to just get rid of everything. I just wanted to start throwing stuff around the whole place.
Now that you're no longer employed there, you have no legal ramifications of having been there. It's done. Totally done.
Yeah. Yep. Unemployment.
Unemployment,
as it's called.
How much did you steal from there?
Nothing. I would not.
You didn't steal anything.
Frank was the owner. He's my friend. I'm not going to steal from my friend.
A pen?
Oh, I mean like pens.
So you
and stuff.
Stole!
Yeah.
You fucking thief!
You know what? I never took a pen. I never took a pen.
All right, Steve.
I took some CD sleeves. You know, not even like the hard cases, just like the little sleeves that you put
So,
in
Steve, you know, you worked
nothing
at this
big.
Place how many years? You worked at the video game
Five
store
years.
5 years.
Five.
What do you want to do now? What are you going to do now? You by the way, I mentioned I switched jobs, and you're like, that's never going to happen again. Good luck holding another job.
What? And so are you still doing support, or is it a whole new career?
I was never in support. I was a developer, and I'm still developing.
Okay. So you didn't really switch careers. You just switched companies.
I switched companies, yes.
Okay. That's not really switching a career. You're still in the same field.
Well, yeah. Okay. So listen, I switched my job. I'm working at a new place.
Yeah. Well, a career change is when you go from like being a banker to being a farmer. That's a career change.
Okay. Well, are you going to have a career change, Steve?
Yes. Yes.
No more.
Definitely.
No more Webkinz or fucking sing-a-ma-jigs.
No.
You're not going to straighten up any fucking stuffed
honestly,
animals du jour.
I've done support and stuff more than I've done that. Like the last 9 years leading up, I did all like, you know, PC support and.
I mean, what's next?
I don't want to do that now. I don't know. Maybe marketing.
Okay.
Maybe do some marketing. Do a little Photoshop action.
A little Photoshop action. That's how you reduce the entire marketing job.
Everybody I know I know two guys that own marketing firms. One is like a kid I went to high school with. He's a year younger.
Okay. Are you gonna reach out to him?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You gonna?
It's actually a good thing to do on unemployment because you can do freelance. Basically.
Are you gonna be permalance where they refuse to bring you on and just fucking do freelance
hey,
forever?
Whatever, if it's money. Yeah. It's money's money.
All right, Steve. Well, I mean, you know, it seems like you're just kind of going with whatever I say. So
always go with the flow. Well, I just go with the flow.
No, I mean, you're going with the flow is, you know, it's basically like you fucking jumped off a ship and you're just going with the fucking river into the sea. You're not trying to fucking paddle to the shore. You know, go against the current, Steve. Throw something out there right now. You got nothing?
Like what?
Anything. Yeah, exactly. You know what? Drown in the Gulf. Drown in the Gulf, Steve. I'm just fucking with you. Thank you for calling in, dude. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Don't call it pho. It is pho. Stick to your guns.
It is pho.
That Asian girl, the Asian girl was just letting you know, hey, this is not for you, round eye.
Yeah. She ever called me a round eye, I'd...
She installed a...
Just take it and smile.
She installed a pit with sharp bamboo shoots at the bottom, right next to the driver's side door of your car.
Is that what that big lever's for?
The big what?
Lever.
You kind of mispronounced lever. Let's just fucking...
Lever? It's not a lever.
All right, goodbye. Thank you, Steve. Peace. Okay, I really... Hey, listen, Steve called in. And it's a miracle. It's this miracle we like to call the internet. The modern age, where you can communicate. Listen, I don't even have to fucking see Steve or smell his fucking... his disgusting musk. I don't have to be near him. I haven't seen him in 30 years. I've never seen him. He's only existed as a voice in my ears. Steve, we are communicating in a modern age, and a modern age requires a modern communication tool. When I talk about internet communications, obviously I'm talking about ICU2. That's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Okay, what do you have to lose? What are you doing with your day? Oh, are you got a lot of fucking tomato plants to put in your fucking imaginary goddamn farm? Oh, hold on, I gotta earn a lightning stove in my cafe. You have free time. Go and try it out. Maybe connect with some real fucking people that you can see and not just put fucking places and coordinates in front of. Go to ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Download the software, install it, and instantly you'll be connected with people that are anywhere in the fucking goddamn globe where they have internet connections, okay? Face-to-face from any place. You download ICU2, you get into one of the rooms. They've got all kinds of fucking rooms. Honestly, I'm gonna level with you here. The gays outnumber the straights in some of the rooms, so you may want to just fucking tread lightly into that room that says adult hangout. You just may want to tread lightly. Sure, they're playing trivia, but it's a slightly gay trivia. There are other rooms for you, who the average internet guy who wants to see tits from a stranger, who wants to see the upper half of a woman who's got goddamn... fucking weeping willow legs. I don't know. Listen, ICU2, it's ICU2.com. Try it out. Listen, there's a lot of shit going on. Okay? If DH wants to go in the bisexual room, DH can do it. That's what he can do. He's free to do it because it's free to try. ICU2.com. I missed out on hanging out with all these people, by the way. I had the chance. And I turned it down. There was a birthday party for a certain young gentleman named Sheepy. I wish, you know what would be my dream right now? If Sheepy called in so that I could wish him a happy birthday. I would love to do that. He won't call in, though. You know? His birthday wish that I would want to have granted is not going to happen. I missed it. Casey threw a party for him, and apparently it was like a potluck dinner. You kind of bring, everybody brings something. I mean, why am I explaining that? Who's the fucking person listening to this that doesn't know what that is? But no way, you just changed course. I don't know. I'm stuck at potluck. I don't know what that means. Well, guess what? People bring fucking food to the place, and you all pick, and you all try, and you share, and you have a good time. And that's how it's fucking done. A birthday party is about enjoying the company of people and getting together under the guise that you're together. Money doesn't matter. You're just enjoying the company and celebrating the event that is taking place. So, I mean, Sheepy's not going to call in. But I just want to say happy birthday, Sheepy. I really, you know, I should have gone to that party because I went to someplace else. Speaking of pho, I went to Philadelphia. And there was a birthday going on there. It's one of Amanda's friends. And, you know, it was a fine night. A fine night that essentially consisted of meeting up for drinks. And the reason that it was meeting up for drinks is because is partly because I work late and I couldn't make the dinner, and partly because I don't know. When a party's planned, and I don't know if I should be even going into this. It's really, I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm going to give a scenario. And you tell me if I'm an asshole for thinking this. Someone's going to be aging. They're going to be having a birthday. And one of their friends plans a party. Okay? They plan a party for their friend. They invite everybody. Okay? And what happens is they say, okay, we're going to have a party at this place. And because, you know, it is exactly the situation that it happens to be, and it's the times that they are, we're all going to pay for our own food. And we'll enjoy all of our company. Sounds good so far, right? I'm completely happy. But when pay for your own food is coupled with, here are the options for food. $40 a person. Let's all get together and do that. Is 40 bucks going to kill me? Probably not. Bring Amanda into the equation. It's 80 bucks. Amanda's really close with this person. There's going to be a gift involved. We're buying a gift, and we're paying 80 bucks to go and eat somewhere because, you know, it's a party where we're all getting together and we're all paying for our own food. Okay, maybe that could still work. What's included in the $40? Well, you get an appetizer. Okay. And you get an entree. Okay. Drinks not included. Dessert not included. Okay? It's not all you can eat. It's not like we're at a buffet. And it's not like it's a fucking huge steak. No dessert, no drinks. $40 a person. There's no coupon for this either. Hip to Save and Living Rich with Coupons are unaware of this deal. There's nothing that Groupon can help us with. So, you know, we would be paying 80 bucks to eat dinner. And largely, I think maybe be included in the conversation, whatever. But it just didn't seem worth it. So we decided, you know what? We'll meet you afterwards for drinks. And what did we have to hear? We had to hear complaints about us not being there. You missed. It was so good. So good. Okay. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. It better be. It fucking better be. Okay. It goddamn well better be. And then the other thing that we heard was complaints about someone who did go to the dinner who decided it was to say that it was a little bit expensive. That person did not go for drinks, and they were talked about as if they were ultra cheap. And my alibi, which was true, is that I'm working late and I couldn't make it. Now, would I have worked late if it was something that I was 100% sure about? If it wasn't going to be a fucking $80, like, honestly, I have no idea what the place is. I have no idea as to the quality. I don't even know the name of the fucking place. I just know 80 bucks, and I was told no dessert, no drinks, appetizer, and you know what? And I don't even think that that's included. Not the best, probably I would say a notch above Fridays as far as my expectation of the place. So my opinion of it is that it's not going to be like incredible shit. And you know, I have to pay. So th- I'm coming off way cheap, I think, here. But isn't the whole fucking basis of the function, of the goddamn function of the event, isn't the basis of it that it's too expensive to cover the costs of one of these things, so let's all pay for our own shit? And the only option is a $40 fucking meal for each person? And no open bar. I can't even drink away the fact that I'm hating spending this money. I don't know. Listen, to me, I would have much rather gone to celebrate Sheepy's birth. And I was reminded of this especially when I saw on the dreaded fucking Facebook a picture of a cookie that was posted on Casey's feed. Casey, the host. A hostess of this event posted a fucking picture of a cookie that Veal Chop brought. This compost cookie from Mama Fuku. Pretzels and chips and shit and every other delicious fucking thing combined into a fucking cookie that I've had fucking dreams about. I'm at the point now where I'm no longer a superhero in my fucking dreams. I'm not solving crimes. I'm never running from monsters or dying or fucking anything. I dream about fucking eating delicious meals. And I've had a fucking dream about that goddamn fucking place. And I haven't gone there yet. And I could have tasted that fucking cookie if I didn't have to fucking go to this thing. Granted. I'm glad to go and celebrate the birth of Amanda's friend. I just thought that it was a little bit poorly planned by her other friend. You know, I get it. You know, it's expensive to have a party for somebody and invite people to it and ask them to drive 2 hours to go to this event. It's a little bit, and I understand it's expensive. But how about a fucking option? Because you know what's going to happen if I go to this fucking place and I choose not to goddamn eat? If I say no, I'm good. I stuffed myself with fucking 3 cent a pound fast food, so I didn't have to pay for this. They're gonna bitch that the bill didn't get split evenly, because that's the type of crowd it is. They drink a lot. God bless them, right? Say a prayer, touch them all. What did they hit? They hit a fucking a dinger. touch them all. They rack up the bill with their fucking drinks and their desserts and shit, and then it's, hey, there's 20 of us, let's divide it up. Nothing irritates me more than that, when you know there's fucking people that were subsisting on a fucking cracker and a fucking unsweetened iced tea, that you are gonna have fucking 17 beers and 2 pieces of cheesecake and have the fucking audacity To divide it up. I don't subscribe to that shit. I don't do that. I'm sorry. They were complaining about the person who complained it was too much, who wanted to just pay for their meal and not split it. Complaining, calling them cheap. I don't split the fucking bill. Fuck that. Especially, okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If the bill is comparable, okay, it's within a couple bucks of what you would have paid, split it up. But if you have several people over fucking indulging and someone who's not really keen on spending a lot of money because it's already overpriced, they just want to throw in their fucking 40 bucks, throw it on the top. Isn't that a little bit fucking shitty? You make them drive down. Yeah, listen, I'm already fucking, I'm whining at this fucking point. That's why I went and I met for drinks afterwards. Goatweed is saying that when the bill is split, there's always that the one guy who's like, well, we're splitting it. Get the 1986 Dom. Let's get that. We'll have that. It'll be for the table. Yeah, for the table. For the table is code for I'm only paying for a 20th of this. I hate it. I hate it. And I have Amanda with me, who's a fucking rail, who will order a goddamn quesadilla and not finish the fucking thing. and doesn't drink because she's probably going to drive because I'm going to get a little drunk. And we're expected that she's going to pay as much as the fucking the large man who is now puking in a fucking urinal. It doesn't seem fucking right. I'm sorry. When it gets over fucking 20 people, maybe splitting the bill probably isn't going to fucking work. Four people, everybody's reasonably fucking fed and has the roughly the same kind of drinks and desserts and shit. It all evens out. Fucking throw it in. Whatever. But when people abuse it, when you fucking abuse it, it irritates me. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that to you as a fucking person. Oh, and that's another scenario that Casey brought up. When people split it up and they're like, okay, the subtotal in tax brings it to 22 a person. And then like seven people just put $22 on the fucking table. And the help who fucking ignored everybody screaming, whatever the shit is, they fucking scream, whatever TV reference they can't stop fucking saying every 10 minutes. They ignored all that. They ignored the mess on the fucking floor. If someone brought their kids, they ignored the fucking crayon on the goddamn table and the fucking little kid crackers just crumbled up into a paste everywhere. They ignored all that shit. And seven of them aren't leaving a fucking tip. I'm sorry. It's just a little bit fucking... People just... I don't know. I think when people get in groups, they try to get away with a lot more. I only got a 50 on me. Listen, I'm going to go up to the register and get change. And you see that fucking door just fucking slam shut. And all you see is a fucking whirlwind, like when a vampire runs fast in True Blood. Just right down the steps into the Honda Civic. Guess what? He still has a 50. To PA Russ, who is a live listener. And if you, by the way, if you've downloaded this or you're streaming it now, you're not a live listener, and I like you less. But he's asking what the fuck Teddy's doing, because he can see the video stream on heroestalk.com. The dog jumped up on me, and right now he is just checking shit out, okay? He's just checking it out. He's sitting on the back of the chair, he's climbing on the arm of the chair, and he just jumped off. You know why? Because I grabbed his little tiny tail, and I tugged it. And he kind of doesn't like that when you dislocate his tiny fucking cropped by an elastic band and a Mexican with fucking branch snippers tail. That's a horrifying fucking sight. Like, oh, why do some cockapoos have tails and why does mine have a little nub? Well, let's go on YouTube and learn about it. That's how you figure everything out now. You watch it firsthand. And it's pretty upsetting. They tie a little tourniquet around whatever tail they want to fucking keep, and they just snip it off. And this little fucking pink, wrinkled little mess of a dog yelps and cries, and they just pass it on. It's like they're making fucking Christmas cookies. Just pass the tray of them on and move them to the ear clipper or whatever. It's just hideous. Anyway... I want to thank everybody who's tuning into this show on a weekly basis, those of you who have subscribed, and I also want to address the people who use iTunes to download this show, those of you who've been leaving comments and rating the show, thank you very much. That really does help new people find this brand of just pure fucking complaining, whining shit, and I can't thank you enough for recommending this to them by leaving a comment and rating it. So that other people can say, hey, I like some podcasts, but I don't want to learn stuff. I want to hear a semi-bearded man whine about his life and every other fucking thing that happens to him. Well, look at what I clicked 5 stars on, the DJ New Style Show. Well, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. Be sure to go to DJNewStyleShow.com and also the Facebook fan page, which is Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday night. I really appreciate it. Can't thank you enough. Thanks go out to Rorschach and ICU2, our sponsors, and Steve, the LARPer, for calling in and generally being him. Just being him. So thank you for tuning in. Really, really appreciate it. DJNewStyleShow.com. We'll see you next week, you cunt.
Pajama pants.